Hello? Hello? Hello?
Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along. But I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. And I'm a lesbian.
Hello, you're listening to show number 22 of The Lesbian Mafia, and I am your host, Sandy! I'm thinking of saying that two or three more times to sound really crazy, but I really don't want to get wrapped up in that because I have a lot on my mind right now, okay? This is the Valentine's Day special, but I'm not really feeling in a very loving heart XOXO kind of way right now. I'm not. I'm going to be vague. I will have to remain vague. And I'm thinking about something here. You know what I can't stand? Do you know what I cannot stand? I just want to say this for the record, like right now. I want to say that I cannot stand when people say to gay people, after all of the judgment that you've experienced in your life, it's disgusting to dislike anyone. Because you're gay, you're not allowed to dislike anyone in the universe. First of all, I just want to start here, is that lesbians, they can be, and I'm not saying that they always are, obviously, but they can be the most shady-ass mofos, and then turn around in your face and smile in, like, in the next minute. So that's one, okay? Aside all of that, just because I'm a lesbian, when did all of this pressure come on to me that I have to, like, accept and take in every single stray roaming in the street? I'm supposed to accept and fight for every single freaking person in the universe that is not a wasp. How did this become my responsibility all of a sudden in life? Because of my sexuality, I'm responsible for every single person that's not the norm. How is this so? Just because I'm a lesbian doesn't mean that I can't be a complete ignoramus. Okay? And a lot of us are. We all have our prejudices and we all have our nonsense. There's not one person in this world that is not tainted by some sort of judgment or some kind of prejudice towards something in this world. Whether it be large, small, whether it be meaningful or insignificant, it's impossible because if you didn't judge things, then you would just do everything. Like you would eat fried beaver. Like Michael just told me that he went to some Chinese restaurant who, by the way, gave... Let me just interrupt here. My lovely, darling friend, Michael in Stuttgart, Germany, made a very generous contribution to the Lesbian Mafia podcast. And I just would like to say thank you very much to Michael of Michael and Michael, because they're a couple. Michael and Michael, they're a couple. And very sexy couple. And much sexier after the donation. Yeah. Anyway, so when did I become Mother Teresa? When did I become Mary or Jesus on the cross just because I'm gay? I live in the middle of New York fucking city. I am exposed to every single motherfucking type of person that exists. Every single motherfucking type of person that exists in the universe is in New York City. Okay? And you know, it's very easy for Europeans to look down their noses at Americans and say, oh yeah, you know, they're so racist and all their racism. Listen, bitch. You live here with every motherfucking different type of species all fucking conglomerated together. And then try to live in fucking New York City. Every motherfucking stripe, shape, color, there is fuck. We are all here mixed together. And people that normally cannot stand each other are neighbors, you know. People that have thousands and thousands of years of hatred. And war and oppression and starving, all this terrible stuff that's happening between them, we will be like, you know, next door neighbors here. So do not say that we have a problem with race in this country, because we really, compared to most, where you're just one race in other countries, like all you have to deal with is maybe one other race. And, you know, like in France, they, you know, it's just the French, and now there's a couple of Arabs there, and the whole country's on fire now. And nothing against France, because I love the French. But anyway, do not say that Americans are that we are the most open-minded people. And never mind New Yorkers, we are, there is nobody more even if you, let's say you came from, you could be spawn from the KKK. Okay? You could come here with the blanket, you know? You live here in New York City for a week because those fags won't try that shit here. And I don't mean fag in a derogatory, even though I just used fag in a derogatory. I didn't mean to do that. That was terrible. You see how ignorant I am? No, but seriously, try doing that shit in New York with your cross and your pillowcase over your head. See how far you get here. Okay? And this is why people from all over the fucking universe want to come here, because it's miraculous that this place exists the way it does. It's a miracle, and it's a spit right back in the eye to people who are racist. So the most racist or prejudiced or whatever New Yorker is a joke in other places where racism and sexism and all kinds of isms can really exist and flourish and grow. And, you know, that's really can't happen here. But I'm not really sure why I brought that up, but I just wanted to ventilate about that. Yeah. So I've been getting a lot of feedback on the article in The Advocate, and I just want to say that I will be making that available. I'll try to scan it or something and throw it up on my MySpace. But and just to clarify, that was in the issue with Kathy Griffin on the cover. It's a great issue, so if you haven't picked it up, I think there still might be a chance to. But if not, like I said, I will be throwing it up on the MySpace. So, yeah, it's nothing big. It's just a little, you know, whatever. And what else? I also got some feedback. Somebody emailed me and said that the Lesbian Mafia has been number one on iTunes for a very long time. So that's really a big deal. That's a big deal. I'm really happy about that. And, you know, like, to mention all this stuff, it's like, why? You know, I don't know why. You know, like, I'm afraid of really dealing with... I've listened to some podcasts where, like, they're doing a show and then 5 minutes into it, there's, like, a commercial. Like, you're listening to a regular radio show. I mean, do I really want the Lesbian Mafia to sound like this? And now a message from our sponsors. 1 minute I'm you know, screaming and ranting and raving like a lunatic, and then the next minute you hear this. Uh-oh, Sergio. Uh-oh, Sergio. I don't think that I want that. I don't know that I want that. Do you know what I'm trying to say? You know, like, I'll be in the middle of talking about how disgusting the fruit is at Pathmark, you know, and rambling and this and that and screaming like a fucking lunatic. And then you're going to hear this.
Mom, I've got to ask you something real personal. Do you douche?
I sure do. But only with Massengill vinegar and water.
Why Massengill vinegar and water?
That's what my doctor recommends.
For a naturally fresh feeling, only Massengill has two vinegar and water douches. Pure, extra mild, and extra cleansing when you need it.
You'll see how clean and fresh Massengill makes you feel.
Massengill, trusted by more women than any other brand.
I mean, is that correct? Is that correct? That should happen. Does that make any sense? People don't listen to podcasts so that they sound like the radio. People don't want to hear commercials when you're sitting in front of your computer. It's different to hear commercials when you're cleaning the house and, you know, it's just like whatever. You just tune it out. But when you're sitting directly in front of your computer or you have an iPod in your ear or, you know, like, who wants to hear commercials? I don't want to hear commercials when I'm listening to a podcast. I don't want that. I don't know what I want in life. What am I saying? You know, it's like, it's Valentine's Day soon. I don't know. I feel like punching somebody in the face today. I had the worst, most disgusting. This day was so disgusting. I can't tell you what a disgusting day I had. Well, technically it's over. So it's after 12 midnight that I'm recording this. So I'm talking about the day before. Anyway, so what else? I don't know. You know, happy Valentine's Day. And if you don't have a Valentine, technically, you know, don't be discouraged. Being in a relationship is a fucking hassle anyway. It's a fucking hassle and it's a lot of work. Okay? And then there's all these, like, stupid things that happen on the Valentine's Day. Like, when Valentine's Day does come, like, who cares about chocolate? I don't care about that chocolate! Do you care about that chocolate? I don't care about that chocolate. I fucking want have chocolate every motherfucking day. Let me tell you something. I had one, like, in my teenage years, I had one serious boyfriend, and he used to bring home, he used to go into the store, buy the box of Snickers from behind the store, and bring them over to me. Now that's a fucking boyfriend! If I could find a man who would do that for me now, I'd be straight! You know, and then I just watched all the episodes of Californication or whatever, and it's a really good show, and I do not understand this obsession with David Duchovny. I just don't. That gruffy, it's a fantastic, fantastic show. It's, you know, the writing is great and this and that. But, you know, they take jabs, like, towards the last couple of episodes of the first season, they're taking jabs at feminism and this and that. First of all, that entire character of David Duchovny is a total ripoff of Shane. Like, you know, that he goes places and women are just miraculously throwing themselves at a guy that he looks like he smells and he hasn't taken a bath since 1776. And he hasn't shaved since 1492. He looks like McGruff the crime dog. And all these beautiful women are, you know, all these traditional beauties are throwing themselves at David Duchovny, you know, because he's so irresistible in his car with a t-shirt. It looks like I would use it to make a Molotov bomb. They're not even worthy to be set on fire. He looks like he stinks. Whatever. I know he's, like, cute in this weird way. I know. He is. I know he is. I'm just, you know, I just like to say things, for, you know, just because I like to say them. But I really do feel that way. But, you know, sometimes I just like to, I don't know, like, exaggerate or something. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying half the time. But I say it anyway. You know? Anyway, all right then, let's begin. Sometimes I feel like I'm a pompous dickwad.
You are. Not all the time.
Why do you put up with me?
I don't know. I'm masochistic.
You enjoy the abuse?
I guess so. I guess it's a love-hate type of thing. It's amusing, but you also, like, rattle my nerves at the same time.
Yeah.
Why do you put up with me? You're always complaining about me. You're always yelling at me.
What am I yelling at you about? Give me an example.
I don't know. You'll be like, oh, you're too fucking cool. You're too busy to fucking call me back. You've got such a fucking good life, such a fucking exciting life, you can never fucking call me back. Shit like that. That I'm a flake.
Yeah, that I remember saying. I never remember saying you're too cool. I don't remember saying that.
Yeah, you probably have it. I don't know. Or I probably said it to you.
I don't really know why I put up with you. Well, probably because there are times that you're very, you know, caring and sweet. So, you know, I put up with your shenanigans.
Right. You know what? And I put up with your bullshit also because of the same fact. Because I know that if I need you to fucking vent for 3 hours straight nonstop, you will listen.
Yeah.
That's what I love about you, is that you're there for me when I need you. And, you know, I love you.
You're my Valentine. You're my funny Valentine. Do you know that song? Funny Valentine.
Funny Valentine. Yeah, I know.
Sweet.
Come on.
How's the weather in Miami?
Oh, my God, Laz, there was tornadoes in Miami and in South Florida yesterday and, like, last night. At 3 a.m, in the middle of the night, I had to put on my galoshes, walk out to the middle of the street and move my car, and the water was flooded over the sidewalks and everything. Like, the water was above my knees. I had to move my car, like, 5 blocks up the street, like, at 3 a.m, so that my car wouldn't get fucking ruined, because my car's been flooded 3 times in the past year. I was up to my knees in water at 3 a.m, lightning striking everywhere, and I'm holding an umbrella, and I'm thinking, that's it, I'm going to die.
That's really scary.
It was bad, and then I ended up oversleeping and almost not making it to work on time, but I did, because the Nazi regime at my job is, like, insane. If you're, like, a minute late, you're getting written up, and it goes in your file, and it's like, they're not lenient at all when it comes to shit like that.
Wow.
My record's pretty clean, except for the 2 weeks that I disappeared and went back home to Cali. I went AWOL for 2 weeks.
Yeah, and then you wonder why I call you a flake.
Hey, I had to go see my...
Onward! So anyway, what are your thoughts on Valentine's Day? Do you like the holiday?
I think it's a very difficult holiday for people that are in relationships and people that are not in relationships, because when you're not in a relationship, you're like anti-fucking Valentine's Day. You hate seeing the balloons and the roses everywhere. Because, or, you know, just like, even if you're not getting it or if you don't even want it, just seeing it makes people cringe. You know what I mean?
Right.
But then if you have somebody, then there's the whole, what the fuck am I going to get this person? Okay, her birthday was a week ago type of thing. You know, now I got to spend another fucking couple $100 on this. It's pressure. It puts people under pressure.
Well, what if you're not feeling romantic on Valentine's Day? What if you're not feeling horny on Valentine's Day? Like, are you supposed to have sex because it's Valentine's Day?
What if you're on your period?
What if you...
I mean, you could do like the two pump chump type shit, like, you know, the hump clitoral stimulation. But
right.
No. I think the sex puts a lot of pressure on people for Valentine's Day also. Like, what if you just don't want to have sex that day? Or what if you get too fucking full and you just want to lay there and go to sleep? You know?
Right. What if you had an extra tiramisu at dinner and you feel unattractive because of that? Are you supposed to have sex on Valentine's Day when you're in a relationship? This is the question. I think that pretty much I have had sex in every relationship that I've been in on Valentine's Day. I'm not sure that it was so hard to do. But what if you're like in a place in your relationship where maybe you're not having sex all the time? Now it's Valentine's Day, and that just kind of, you know, magnifies it, that you're really, your sex life sucks. So I think Valentine's Day is anti-relationship. I think it can ruin lives.
I think it can go both ways. I really think, I mean, there's people that, like, live in these fucking fantasy lives and, like, run from reality and, like, oh, I'm getting a diamond ring. Oh, I can't wait for roses and balloons. It's a day to appreciate your lover. There's other ways of doing that. You don't have to fucking stop and get flowers and balloons. Yeah, some people like it, some people don't. A big waste of $100. Let me get you something that you want. Let's cut the bullshit, you know?
I cannot stand surprise gifts. Surprise.
No, I hate that shit, because you never know what you're going to get.
If you're going to get me a surprise, at least make sure that I like it. That's how I see it. Like, if you're going to get me something and it's a surprise and it, like, I don't like it, then it was a waste of your time and just a big disappointment for me, you know?
Right.
So I'm the same way when I'm buying somebody a gift. I make sure that this is something they're interested in.
Your birthday's coming up.
Yeah, I know. Remind me, why don't you?
I was like, oh, fuck, we're in February.
Yeah. Well, it's not this month, it's next month.
I know, I said next month.
Yeah, and next month is the 1 year anniversary of the Lesbian Mafia.
Oh, that's going to be a special one.
Yeah, these are big times. Lots has happened this year. Let's get back to sex. How do you feel, what if you're not horny on Valentine's Day? What do you do? What if you have been looking at your lover for the past 6 months saying, I can't stand your fucking face. I when I look at you... When I see your face every day, I want to punch your face in. What do you do when Valentine's Day comes?
You break up. You don't stay with.
You see, on Valentine's Day again. Valentine's Day ruins lives. Do you see what I mean?
It works both ways.
Well, what if you're not ready to break up, but you just don't want to touch your lover because you find the thought makes you want to throw up?
Then you don't have sex, and if your lover can put up with that...
What if you don't want to touch them, that you're disgusted by your lover? What if you're disgusted by them?
Then...
And then it's Valentine's Day, and then they want to have sex.
Ew. I mean, like, hypothetically speaking, I think if anybody was in a relationship like that, they need to get the fuck out. sex isn't the only thing in a relationship, but sex is the main thing, is a big thing.
Who said?
You can bring up. And it's not the only thing in a relationship?
Sex is very important.
I said sex is very important.
Oh, okay.
No, I said it's very important, but it's not the only thing.
No, it's not the only thing.
But you know what, though? If you're having problems in that area, and when you're in a relationship, you know, it brings out a lot of insecurities. And, you know, people start questioning the relationship and start getting insecure and, you know, wanting to know why. And, you know, that can cause a lot of problems. And if it's around Valentine's Day, fuck.
You know what would be really fucked up is if your partner cheated on you on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's like the fucking ultimate. That's the ultimate blow right there. I think that's even worse than getting broken up on Valentine's Day. It's somebody actually fucking cheating on you on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Okay, so what research do we have to do?
The people that stay together and they've been together for 25 years, they don't feel that anymore for each other, but they just made that commitment and then you just stay with that person. But it's that whole passion, everything is gone.
So what keeps it together after it's dead like that?
I think it's just like the friendship, I guess. The friendship that you build with the person. But even then, I think a lot of people still sneak out there and do their little thing on the side and come back. Whether it's a one-night stand or like a summer fling or whatever.
We're going to have to do a study on this. We're going to have to conduct a study on women who've been in relationships for 15, 20 years plus in lesbian relationships. Is it inevitable that there has been at least one infidelity in that relationship?
Right, but well, what if you decided that you see somebody that you like, so you break up with the person so you can pursue that? I think that's still deceitful in a way, because the reason why you left that person, you had other things in mind. It's a little deceitful. I have a friend that told me that, like, when I was with my other girlfriend, I had met a girl that I thought I liked her, so I didn't want to cheat, so I told her that I wanted to break up with her and take a break. And when I dated the other girl, and then I realized it wasn't all it was, and then I left that girl and went back to my previous girlfriend.
Yeah, you know what? Because a lot of lesbians, I feel, won't leave a relationship unless they do have a backup.
You know, a lot of times, too, that a woman ain't going to let you leave unless she torture you and to find out exactly what it is that why you're leaving.
Right. You'll never leave a lesbian and ever keep secrets because the bitch will find out.
It's easy. You're not leaving them easy. Trust me.
I know. Honestly, though, most times I'm so devastated by the breakup, whether I broke up with them or, you know, like, it doesn't matter, like, who broke up with who. I'm so devastated that I really don't want to know about what they're doing because it's too agonizing to know.
I speak to a lot of my friends, and there are a lot of them that they're so proud of themselves that they've been together for, like, almost, like, say, like, 20 years, but then there's no romance has been between them for almost 10 of the 20.
Yeah, that's a nightmare.
And to me, you're not sharing a bed anymore, and you know the thing about living is you build a companionship, a friendship, where you just, like, you know, you love that person because then you share everything, you know. You're closer than most heterosexual couples would be because you're two females emotionally more involved with each other. So
I'm against sharing underwears. Are you?
Yeah, that's totally gross.
Yeah. Okay. So, we're going to play a moment of truth, okay? Me and you. We're going to play. Did you see that show?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to play a moment of truth right now. I'm going to give you three questions.
Okay.
And you have to answer them honestly. And the judge is my intuition, okay?
Okay.
And then you think of three questions for me.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, have you ever shared your underwears with your girlfriend? You have to answer truthfully, otherwise you don't get the $100,000.
I'm trying to think. I think I've given her my underwears before.
Okay, so you...
I remember, like, one time there was some underwears I bought, and I wore them once. So I thought, these are kind of big. I say, yeah, you want them, you should give them. Even though I'm in a relationship, I feel like there's certain things that are mine. It's mine. I'm still, like, mine.
Yes,
yours.
For the love of God, you know, if you're eating out of the same plate, it's time to, like, shoot yourself. Like, they want to eat out of the same plate, drink out of the same cup.
You know, you wear one shoe, I wear the other, and then we'll walk arm in arm.
Like mine. I still believe in lines and privacy, and even though, like, there's nothing going on, it's like, don't open my mail. Don't go to, like, I feel, like, invaded, even though, and, like, you know, people say, oh, why are you being secretive? It's not I'm being secretive. It's mine. It's mine. No. I feel like something should still be
personal. No, no, wait, listen to me. Listen.
Get the hell out of here. This is my stuff. Get away.
It's true. Soon, lesbians will only need to buy one pair of shoes for the couple, because you'll wear your shoe on your left foot, and I'll wear the other shoe on my right foot, and then we'll just walk together, arm in arm.
I believe in still is privacy is mine. Don't look at my credit cards, bills. Don't open my mail.
Yeah, I agree with that. And not only that, it's also a federal offense, so you could throw her in jail for that. Okay, question number two. The lesbian moment of truth. Okay. Have you ever been in the same establishment with your girlfriend, your partner, and flirted with someone else?
Of course. Sounds like a gimme. Why are you going to stop lying if they never did it?
Okay. I think you're on well on your way to winning the $100,000 prize.
I'm going to win.
Okay, question number three. I want to make it dirty. I want to make it dirty.
Dirty.
Yeah, yeah, I want it to be dirty.
Make it dirty.
Okay, question number three. Have you ever slept with a woman and not called her again after you slept with her?
Oh my God, have I ever done that?
I guess that would be like called a one-night stand, right?
I've never done that. I'm an idiot. I always want to know people, so I just do it and get it over with. I've never learned to do that. I don't have time now anymore, but I should have learned to do that.
I think that we have a winner of the $100,000 prize.
Woohoo!
And you also, with this package of winning, you will win 5,000 dental dams.
Oh, good Lord. I'm going to have to try to use all those dentals.
Yes, and a free gift certificate to eat, because what else do lesbians do? After 10 years, what the hell else do you have to look forward to but going out to dinner?
I know. The comedian made a joke. She was like, after 10 years with the same person, you have, like, scheduled sex, like Christmas and your birthday or New Year's Eve or something like that.
Which comedian said that?
I don't remember. I think it's sick that everybody's out there just living a life of convenience with people.
I find it repulsive. Okay, it's your turn to ask me the three questions.
Well, one of mine was, did you ever, like, have a threesome with someone that you were dating?
Do, 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 do.
Okay.
The answer to that question is that I have engaged in a threesome. However, it was not with a partner. I was footloose and fancy free.
Okay.
And completely out of my mind on alcohol, and I think I was smoking pot that night too. Out of a bong, which I never did. I never smoked pot out of a bong before.
Oh, you were bonging too.
And I was flying so high. I was praying to Jesus Christ. I was saying, Jesus, if you make me not high anymore, I will never do this again, because I never done that. So, you know,
like, you kind of didn't want to be there after you were there?
No. I, you know, we met up in the hotel room. It was like in Miami. Actually, it was at the Delano. It was a really nice hotel. And then, you know, one of the people involved was like, oh, you have to try smoking out of a bong. And so I took one hit off of it. And I never told you this story.
I'm trying to remember. I remember something about it, but I don't know about the bongs.
Yeah, I took one hit off of it, and I was like, oh, this is nothing. What's the big deal? Smoking out of a bong is nothing. So then they passed it around again, and I was like, okay, I'll take another hit. Why not? And then, you know, I was like, I don't feel a damn thing from this bong. I don't know what's everybody talks about with bongs and pot and this and that. And then the third time they passed it around, I took another hit.
and my ability to hear was completely gone. So I just saw their mouths moving, and all I could see was their mouths flapping up and down, and I was like, oh my God, I can't hear, you know? And so I was like Beth's girlfriend. I'm going to get myself to the bathroom now. And I was so blasted that I was like, you're going to have to excuse me. I excused myself to the restroom, and I was in there for about 30 minutes praying to Jesus. I swear to God, I was praying. I was like, Jesus Christ, please, God, I'll never do that again, ever. And then finally, 30 minutes later, I came down, and then I participated in the, it was a very nice time.
That was good. That's a good thing.
I won't tell you who was involved in that, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to give names. It's not good.
Yeah, no. Can't do that. Okay, question number two. Am I going to win the $100,000? I think I'm on my way.
You're on your way.
Because that was that was really very private
stuff.
That
was good stuff.
Yeah.
The next question is this.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been friends with someone that you really, like, daydream about sleeping with them?
Yes, I have. It got confusing. You know with who.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I was so in love with her. I was so, like, fascinated by her.
That ain't right.
You know, what are you going to do? No, it's not right. That was very painful for me. She destroyed my little innocent soul. Okay, question number three. I think I am
doing well.
I should be winning like $250,000 for all of this info. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, let's see. What else can we get?
The third question on the moment of truth. What's a good question?
Have you ever fooled around with... Like, I think you asked me the question before, like, have you ever had, like, almost like a one-night stand and she just let you, like, strap it on and just give it to her all night or something like that?
She wanted me to strap or them to strap?
You.
During the one night, I had one one-night stand. I'm just letting it all hang out tonight, aren't
I? And I could just see you when they're just giving it to her, just giving it to her. Like, take it, yeah, that's it, like that.
Mm-hmm. Take it, take that, and take this.
I could just be, take that. Take that,
Sophie. Hey, wait. I had one-night stand, and then it ended up not really technically being a one-night stand. It went from a one-night stand into some kind of confused... dating thing. I don't know, but mm-hmm. It should have never been anything more than a one-night stand.
Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't any toys involved, no. Because you don't usually come prepared for a one-night stand because you generally don't know what's going to happen.
I don't think.
I don't think you do. Anyway, so I think that I have clearly, I'm again the winner of the lesbian moment of truth.
I think so.
I don't know. What do I get?
You get...
100 boxes of Cheerios.
You like Cheerios?
What a prize. Hello, Loa. Is this Loa?
Yes, it is, darling.
Okay, so I have a Valentine's Day quiz for you.
Okay, shoot.
Do you think that straight women get better gifts than lesbians?
No.
Oh, okay.
I do not.
Okay. Here's your quiz that we're going to do a St. Valentine's Day quiz. Okay, that was question number one, but I made that one up. And the quiz is called, Is It Lust or Love?
Okay.
Which I think me and you already know the answer to this question. But okay, have you ever had the feelings talk with this person? And if so, what did he or she say?
Depending on what feeling we were at that moment.
Right. Have you ever...
Go to sleep so I can put this paper bag over your head. Oh, no, better yet, plastic.
Right, and then he sees you at nighttime reading books on Dr. Kevorkian.
Oh, my God.
Why are you reading that, honey? Right, and then you're reading books on Eileen Wuornos.
Oh, my God, love her. Go ahead. Every time she killed someone. No, God, forgive me.
What an adrenaline rush.
That's horrible.
When you're around this person, how do you feel? Happy, giddy, and content? Excited, nervous, and uneasy, /shy? Or embarrassed, shaky, and insecure?
Well, after 11 years?
You feel like...
I feel like, let me just turn over and go to sleep. Pass the remote.
You feel like your face makes me have to buy FiberShore.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, so it's really none of these three. So we'll just
pick... Horrible quiz.
I know. I picked the wrong quiz for you, but it's fun to answer the, you know, answer them this way. Anyway. Okay. How does this person act toward you whenever you are alone together? Flirty and attentive, kind and affectionate, indifferent and aloof. We're never alone together.
We're never alone together.
Okay.
You know, it's hard to spend time alone when you have, when you're ready, you know, to give that little someone a kiss privately and you hear, dun, 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 dun. Mom! Can you open the door?
Right.
Like,
yes. Yes. When you and this person touch, how does it make you feel? Exhilarated? Electrified? Excited?
Those are the only answers.
Okay, next question. Do you and this person have the same group of friends and or do you socialize in the same circles?
Yes, we do. He has no friends. My friends are his. Basically.
Your score is 75. Lucky duck, you're in love. Your feelings are deep, true, and firmly rooted in reality. But best of all, they are returned. Hold on to these happy feelings and enjoy being in love. It is one of the best feelings there is.
Aww.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you. But you cut the, I would have had a higher score. You cut that shit down.
I know. I skipped some of them, but I answered for you. You didn't know that I answered for you. I do that sometimes, you know.
Anyway, I gotta get out of here.
Goodbye. Happy Valentine's Day.
I love you. Happy Valentine's. Today's not Valentine's. It's tomorrow.
I know, but, yeah, but we're, you know, you know.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day, my love.
So thank you very much for joining us today. I hope that you had a decent time. And, you know, before I close up here, I just want to interject something really quickly. And that's the issue of LBD, lesbian bed death. None of us really raised it during the show, and I think it is relevant to the whole relationship and Valentine's Day and sex and all that kind of thing. And does this phenomenon, does this exist, this lesbian bed death, does this exist? My thoughts on this, and who the hell am I? Am I Einstein? Probably not. However, my thoughts on this are that I don't know. If lesbian bed death exists. But I do know that heterosexuals have been calling that same phenomenon, they've been calling that marriage for thousands of years. So I think that we just have a different name for it, and it's called LBD. Heterosexuals call it marriage, we call it LBD. It's just the natural state of things. You see somebody for 20 freaking years, 10 freaking years, you see somebody day after day after day, year after year. What do you expect? That's not called LBD. Somebody straight had to come up with that terminology because it's just so pathetically stupid. I have to find out who came up with this moronic terminology of lesbian bed death when heterosexuals are notorious for this exact same behavior and they call it marriage. You know what? I've had just about enough complaining today. Okay? I want you to have a very happy Valentine's. No, seriously, have a lovely and wonderful Valentine's Day, whether you're with or without, because either way, you always have someone to love. All right, then. I will talk to you again next time. If you need to get any of us, you can catch us on MySpace at The Lesbian Mafia Cast. So, all righty, then. Ta-ta for now. Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.
Exciting and new, come aboard, we're expecting you, and love, life's sweetest reward, let it flow,
it floats back to you. Something for everyone. Set a course for adventure, your mind on a new romance. And love won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore.
Can't you see I've always tried to please? I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along, but I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. And I'm a lesbian, I don't like nothing swinging between their legs. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, I don't know why God gave me eggs. When I have sex, it's fun and clean. Talk behind my back and criticize my life, but I get no complaints from Lou Diamond Phillips' wife. And I'm a lesbian, I'd rather be with Jane than Dick. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, a penis doesn't do the trick. When does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.